Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR Newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Glad to be back, Jim. Thank you.
Do we have a special offer for our listeners?
Yeah, let's do it. It's still 2022 half off, 20222 HALFOFF, and you get 50% off of any of our VR Trader subscriptions. And also, just as a acknowledgement, I am not a financial advisor, nor do I provide financial advice.
Mark, is high tech, especially AI, the place to be putting some of your money right now?
I think it's overdone a little bit. We've had a big move, a lot of speculation, it seems like, you know, one hot area. You know, we jump from one to the next. I'm not saying it's over, but I'm not chasing it here. It seems like that's the subject, you know, subject of the moment. And like anything else, they are tradable. And if you get a nice little shake in some of the names, it's worth, you know, paying attention to. But I'm a little cautious here on the market. I think, as I mentioned in my previous interview, we're in the sell may go away phenomenon period. And it's already April, but the way I'm reading charts, I think you got to step aside the markets here. There's some risk into the summer, and it could be significant. And I'm not saying there's not trades along the way, but I think, you know, this is a time, as just the expression goes. You know, take a break, enjoy the summer. Stocks will be here when you get back. And if I'm correct, to be one heck of a sell-off, surprising a lot of the bulls that have been, I think, naive about what the short-term market can hold for them. So step aside. And I'm talking about all sectors. I'm not just talking AI or oil or gold or, many of the sectors that have attracted attention. I think many have had big moves, and of course, you know, there are going to be some exceptions, but take a break. That's my opinion now. I mean, sit in cash a little bit, and if you have some extra cash, what's wrong with 4.5-5% treasuries?
So many people are saying we've already had corrections in the market. There's no need to worry. What are they looking at that you don't see? Or what do you see that they don't?
Well, I'm looking at my charts and sentiment and my seasonality pattern, which cautioned, you know, remember some early mid-March that, hey, we can get a big sell-off right around the vernal equinox. And sure enough, the market nosedived, and we had a nice, nice rally out of the mid-March low. And now we're approaching the summer solstice in mid-June. And if you recall, last year, I think the market bottomed. I think it was on June 17th, and the actual solstice was on the 21st, and that was a pretty significant market low. So, you know, we don't hear this on the financial news networks. We don't hear people talk about market cycles and things that control the market more so than what, you know, we hear on fundamental analysis about earnings or what the Fed is going to do and not going to do. If anything, the Fed is really problematic They're doing the wrong thing at the wrong time. And on top of raising rates, they're tightening money supply, which is going to make it harder and harder to borrow money. And that's going to help, you know, curtail growth and mortgage financing and all kinds of fun stuff. So, you know, it could get pretty nasty. I'm not saying this is Paul Volcker time, you know, where he really went off the deep end and things went really crazy. But, you know, anything is possible out there. And, you know, we're not even talking about the scandals in politics with Joe Biden and with, you know, what's going on with Ukraine and Putin and U.S. soldiers on the ground in Ukraine, which supposedly was never going to happen, and the Xi Jinping Taiwan situation. And, I mean, there's so much stuff that is just not talked about. It's like when I turn on the news, I'm sure you see the same thing. Well, what's the Fed going to do now? Right.
Well, I can say, Mark, one of the reasons why things don't get talked about is so many newsrooms have cut back to skeleton staff. There are no reporters to go out and dig up facts anymore. So they have a couple of talking heads giving their opinion, but they don't have the people on the ground to back those opinions up with facts.
Right. I don't discount that's the truth. They're not digging into market history or cycles. And, you know, there's so much stuff out there. I mean, the news environment is really, really bad. And you could say, well, we're climbing the wall of worry. Some people are saying that, and you should own stocks. And, you know, maybe ultimately they'll be right. But we also have the 4-year presidential cycle, which is not talked about very much. But that's usually a big low in the market. Usually occurs sometime between September of the year prior to the election and the spring of the following year. So we're looking September to March as another potential danger point in the market. So I'd rather sit in treasury bills and, you know, occasionally pick up a trade here and there. And, you know, like I said, even the gold market looked like it topped out, you know, for a while. Got to watch the U.S. dollar. So, you know, it's really interesting, though, with gold because, you know, we had like a triple top. We couldn't even break through. I mean, at 2070 level, I mean, we ran up to a 2040, 2050, and then we run into a stone wall again, which I thought was sort of amazing, honestly. But maybe with, you know, the manipulation and the suppression in the gold market is an ongoing risk factor. I guess I shouldn't be too surprised. But, you know, I recognize that if that triple top is broken out for whatever reason, then there's a trade there. But, you know, all the favorite spots, I think, have sort of made their play, you know what I mean, for a while. Nothing is over. You know, crude oil could still be $100 a barrel, and gold could be $3,000, and all these numbers at some point. But I don't see this as the at the time. I think you got to be careful here. So that's sort of where I'm at. I'm in cash, in treasury bills, and watching for some trading opportunities. So I'm probably the only one out there that's 100% in cash.
We'll have more with Mark Leibovit right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Mark Leibovit. Mark, I know maybe some of our listeners don't like it, but we're both space fanatics. We grew up with the Apollo landing on the moon and the exciting space race, and then there's been a 50-year break between really good manned missions. Now we're headed back towards the moon, but a bit of a setback today when SpaceX's largest rocket ever decided that 4 minutes into the flight, it would have what Elon Musk called a rapid, unexplained disassembly. What an interesting way to describe an explosion, don't you think?
Did it actually blow up? I saw videos of it. Did it actually explode?
Well, the two stages failed to separate. Well, there was a lot of flame, a lot of flash. Some people would call that blowing up, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that is definitely a setback. But, you know, I have different opinions about the space program and what's been hidden from us after all these decades with regard to the moon mission and so forth. So a lot of it is underground stuff that I've researched for many, many years. So I think, you know, we're a lot further ahead in space exploration than we're being told. But that's my opinion. So time will tell. That's one of the reasons why the Space Force was created by Trump. And there's been discussion for decades regarding the so-called, quote-unquote, secret space program that's been out there. So there's a lot of funny things happening there. And there's, you know, big reasons why we haven't gone back to the moon in all these decades. It wasn't just, oh, we decided not to go. And we can speculate a lot about that. But anyway, I'm sorry about the Elon Musk failure because he's my hero.
Well, I was also going to say before the Mercury astronauts, every one of the launch vehicles when they tested blew up until the first manned flight.
Wow.
Yeah. So brave people going aboard and, yeah, with the rocket, it's just a controlled explosion. That's
how
you...
And the Challenger, of course, a big disaster that nobody can forget about, right?
Yeah, don't rush things. So all the testing you can do, the best way to go. Now, also, one thing I want to know, what's going on with Bitcoin? It had quite a bit of a boost and now is withdrawing. Is that an early indication of what could be happening with the markets in general?
Yeah, I think so. We took profits in the Bitcoin trade. I mean, when the GBTC, which is the ETF, or actually the trust for Bitcoin, had dropped from $58 down to about 8.5 or 7.5. You know, we put it out on the recommended list, and it was due for a technical bounce. But sure enough, we've got it. And I'm still overall bullish on Bitcoin, and I think it can go to incredibly high numbers. But, you know, you could be looking several years. It doesn't have to happen so fast. But it did get over 30,000, and that was a nice little rally. But, you know, as the world unfolds and problems unfold and the disasters in our currencies and our financing and the unfortunate people that are running the Treasury and the Federal Reserve, and, you know, we just go down and down the list of inept people, from economists to planners, you know, where do you put your money? You know, is it gold, or is it Bitcoin, or is it real estate, or is it treasuries? You know, you got to watch out for these people because they're capable of doing some incredibly stupid things, which we've already seen happen. So, you know, I wouldn't forget about the Bitcoin. You know, I think, you know, if it settles back enough here, you might take another look at it. It's had a big run, you know. So if you're a long-term player, then I guess you hold on to it. But it depends. Did you pay 8.5 for the GBTC, or did you pay 18 for it, where it was the other day?
Mark, thank you so much for chatting with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Jim.
My guest has been Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. If you have any questions for Mark or any of our guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. We'll ask that question for you. Find us on Twitter @HowStreet. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.